Parshas Truma, the Mishkan, the Mokim of Ashras Ashchina, the High Alma. The Chofetz Chaim brings a psikta. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe livnas le'bayis. The Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should build a bayis. Nizdazeh Moshe, state. Halei HaShemayim u'shmei HaShemayim lo yichal chalucha. The entire world, all the Eilonos, all the Shemayim, won't be able to be koilet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're telling me to make a small mishkan? Honor lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo lefi koichi elo lefi koicham. Not lefi my misogam. The Eibishter Avad is molich halaretz kevoidoi. He wants the Klal Yisrael to make a mishkan lefi koicham. And for that, it's Sagi the Esrim Krushim, it's Safai and Esrim Krushim, it's Arab. Continued Moshe Rabbeinu. You're telling us to bring Karbonis in this Mishkan. Halekol ha'etzim v'kol ha'chayish sheva oylam lo yichal kaluka. Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo lefi koichi. Elu lefi koicham. Es ha'keves echa tasa b'boiker. Es ha'keves ha'sheni tasa v'enu arbay. This is the Eibish that's mourning from us kefi koicheinu, not kefi koichoi. Kefi koicheinu. But what's important is a person shouldn't do less than lefi koiches. A person has to know that he has to do lefi koiches. Kol echad ve'echad on his madrega to do kefi the koiches. V'yikhu li truma. Rashi says v'yikhu li truma li l'shmi. The Shev Shmaitza in Akdama says a pshat. What does Rashi mean v'yikhu li l'shmi? He says, the Emes, it says v'yikhuli, it's not v'yikhu, it's v'yitnu. We are giving to the Mishkan. What's v'yikhu? Because by a matana of Adam Choshev, by Adam Choshev, we know, like by Kedushin, by Adam Choshev, if she gives him the money, it's chal the Kedushin. Where's the cast of Kedushin? Because Hanos Adam Choshev. No, Zokti Shev Shmaitz, he brings from the Bach. The Bach says, by Hanos Adam Choshev, it doesn't work matana manas mahatzim. Chalois Kedushin, that the Isha gives the man, and it's going to be chal because of the gedder, that it's Adam Choshev, if she gives a matana manas mahatzim, it won't be chal. There needs to be a matana gemura, not al manas to get something back. So you want it to be the yikhuli, you want it to be that it's a bechina that we're giving, but it's like we're taking, the yikhuli, only if it's l'shmi, not al manas. Sometimes a person does tzedakah, al manas sheyich yibani, al manas. No, if it's al manas l'hachzir, then it won't be the bechina of the yikhuli. So when is it going to be the yikhuli? When it's l'shmi. The doimel is that, I saw Rabbi Yonason Aivish, it says, he brings down that we know that Klai Yisrael is a kedushin with the Rabbi Shalom, and there's the kesef, Pasha, the kesef is the biza sayam, and the shtar is the luchois, the mishkan is the yichud and the bia. Oh, but there's a pshat, there's a medrash that says that the kesef is the kesef that they donated to the mishkan. Why is that kesef kedushin? We gave the money to the mishkan. The Eivish is the chosin, and the Klai Yisrael is the kallah. There it says, it's the yikhuli truma. It's hanos adam choshev. The hanos adam choshev, the kesef kedushin. Again, other midrashim say the kesef kedushin is the bizus hayam and the bizus mitzrayim that Hashem gave us. Well, like this medrash, the kesef kedushin is the money that we gave to the mishkan, and it's chal with the gather of hanos adam choshev. Now, another pshat, it says the yikhuli truma. Truma is also, it means kipshutai truma. And the Eibush, there's a kain. We're giving the yikhuli truma, the Eibush is a coin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Lamites that a certain min asked Rav Avo, Elekechem coin. He said, he asked him. He says, the Eibush is a coin. As I say, the yikhuli truma. So when he was coin from Moshe Rabbeinu, how was he toivel? As I the min asked Rav Avo in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamites. So he told him, Kihine Hashem ba'esh yavoi. He wasn't toivel in mayim, he was toivel in esh. So there's a remez that that's the end of the parsha. It says, it says in the previous parsha, "Umari kvoid Hashem ke'esh oicheles," and then the hemshach is v'yikhuli truma. Now we're able to understand that the Eibush is a kohen; he gets truma, and how is he toivel? With the esh? That's the shaychus. Now in Hilchas Truma Taka, by Matnas Kuna of Truma, the Ershta Mishnah in Trumas, it says, "Chamisha lo yitroimu v'imtarmu ein trumas in truma." There are five people that are mufka from truma, even the diavad. It's not truma. Cheres shoyt the katan. Akum and Torah Mas She'ena Shaloi. This is the Mishnah. So there's a remez, the Yerushalmi says, Ratanur brings it, that the remez is from this pasuk. Dabar el b'nei Yisrael, v'loi nochri, me'eis kol ish, prat l'kotn, asher yidvenu liboi, prat l'cherish v'shoita. You can't be mamayid katan from there, because if it's a katan that's already mufla samach ish, maybe it wouldn't be so pashut. You mamayid from ish. V'zoisa truma she'tekhu me'itom, me'itom is prat l'toyrim as she'enoi shaloi. Now Rashi says, v'yikhu li truma, li l'shmi. Rav Eli Lapian has an arichis here. Others for him talk about it. The ikar of the Mishkan was not the zov and the kesef and the nechoshes. The ikar is rachmana li baboi. The Eibishter wants the leiv, and the ikar is the lishma and the kavana that a person had. That's the ikar of the nesina of the truma. Another pshat. We know that the parsha here by Richas, the next few parshas talk about the Mishkan. And then Avada afterwards, then there was a Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan was in the Midbar. Then there was the Mokam HaMikdash. Menucha Benachla. The Mishkan is Truma. Because the Mishkan, the Shetach of the Mishkan, is 50 by 100 Amis. Harabayis is 500 by 500 Amis. As always before in the Mishnayis. So that's 1/50th. That's a Truma. The Mishkan was a Truma. Echad Michamishim of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yikhu li truma. Now we're talking about a truma of the Beis HaMikdash. It was 1/50. Now the Maaseh, the truma over here is about giving in a dova, tzedakah. The Chidor writes, and that's by all the mitzvahs in the Zohar and in Sfarim state, by every mitzvah, everything is a tikkun of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's a tikkun of Hashem. But the Chidor writes, how is by tzedakah? How is it the Yud Kei Vav Kei? The pruta is the yud, the hay, the two hays are the hands of the usher and the ani, and the vav is the outspread arm that the usher is giving the tzedakah, and that's the tikkun of tzedakah. But we're talking here about donating. There's a gevaldik avart from Rav Zalman Sirotskin. There were three trumas over here for the adonim, for the karbonis. There was a truma maxis a shekel every year. And it was me'ez kalisha shayit venu liboy for the ganze rest of the dinyan. He said, that's the pshat. The noag sheva oilam, let's say a person wants to make a yeshiva, he wants to find a donor for the building. The ma'isa goes like this. This is how it works. Before the foundations are in and there's nothing there, and you're going to the guy with blueprints, very hard pressed to convince someone to ishtelavek. You go to someone that the foundation's already there, donor is already down there, you tell, oh, we have the starting point, I want you to make the building. After the building is up, but these documents, hotza'ot shotfot, the daily expenses, also it's very hard to find, harder to find a sponsor. Dr. Zalman Swartz, that's the pshat. You need a separate truma for the adonim, the etzim bosses. You need a separate truma of matzah zashekel for the karbonis, for the kol yom v'yoy. The middle, there it's already kol asher yidven u'liboy, then you try to find a donor who's going to be matzah, to shtel you the ganze binyan. Now you have here, the Torah Baricha speaks about a building. There's a Moridik Yisoy, Rav Hutner writes in a Michtav. There's two places where the Torah Barchava talks about a building. By Tevas Noyach, Barichos, the Torah describes the dimensions and the details of Noyach building Tevas Noyach. And you have the Mishkan, which is Kama Parashiyos over here. Zok Rav Hutner, when you want to buy a yeshiva, you have to realize that the emes, it's tzvei dinim. On one hand, when you build, you want to build a yeshiva, it's a tevas noyach. And it's taka true that it's a tevas noyach, because there's a marble outside. And when there's a marble outside, you need to have a tevas noyach. Someone that's not going to be in the tevas noyach, Rachman al-Islam, where would he be? In under a pletz, Rachman al-Islam. It's a tevas noyach, and it's pasha that's one of the mahus of the yeshiva. On the other hand, that's not only the matar. Ikar Matorah Avada is that a person can grow Beruchnius and Shtai, a Mokam of Ashura Sashrina, a Mokam of Avoides Hashem, a Mishkan, a Mikdosh. Someone who's only in the yeshiva, that for him, Nishna Zagroi is a learner, but for him it's a Tevas Noyach, it's a Hatzolah, it's a Gevaldik Hazach, but he missed the boat. Avada, the Ikar, is the Mishkan Shavuot. And someone who's in the yeshiva, a bechina of Tevas Noyach, and he's maybe making a hole in the boat, is going to fadorben the ganze dach. You have to know that also. Over akol ponim, that's the tzvei chalokim of the binyan. when you talk about building a yeshiva, and when you talk about building a mishkan, and bechlal, when you talk about building a person, it's mavur that the mishkan is the emes parallel to a person. A person is an oilam katan, and the mishkan is an oilam katan, and mebaitzach. Now there were different donations, zov, kesef, mechoishes. The Chasam Sofer says that Zav, Kesef, Nechoshes over here is a remez for all the days that there's Kriya Satoira. Through the year we have Kriya Satoira. Zav is Shabbos, Zion is Shabbos, Hay and Bays, Monday and Thursday. Kesef is Yom Kippur, Samach is Sukkis, Pei is Purim and Pesach. Nechoshes is Ner, Chanukah, Ches is Chodesh, Shin is Shmini Atzeres, and Tes is Tov. It's Tisha B'Av, it's Meramez on the various days of Kriya Satoira. V'zoi Satruma, Agan Tziyor, this Keseder, Rima Ratoira, Kriya Satoira. Another remez, in the Zohar of Kesef and Nechoshes, it's a Rosh Tevis, there are different reasons why a person would give tzedakah. Zohar is Zeh HaNoisen Bori. A person, even though he's gezunt, not with a tear, not with a lachatz of something, not for gezunt oifen. Kesef is Rosh Tevis, Kishiyesh Sakonas Pachat. Person has a sakona, a pachat, something staring him. Oh, give to the avara rabban, kufaseir. Nechoishes is nesinas choyle she'oimer tnu. Mamish is the cranker, nesinas choyle she'oimer tnu. There's a mara de gazach. There's different madregas, there's zov, there's kesef, there's nechoishes. By the egel, it was only zov. Because by yishman, yishurin, by yivot, by the egel was zeh nois and bori. Nesinas choyle she'oimer tnu, and kishayesh sakonas pachat, the person in that point is pointed to the Rabbanu Shalom alone and not to the Egel. The Egel comes only, is Egel Azov, is from the Zeh Anoisen Bori, not the other Madregas. Now it's interesting, they gave Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes. Why didn't everyone give Zov? Person has a choice. They give to the Nadava. Who's giving Nechoshes? Everyone should have given Zov. The Pshat is, could be, a person knows what his madrega was. We said before, the Yikhali Truma, that it's Li Lashmi, we're giving from Lev. A person's giving from the Lev. Maybe a person knew Taka what his madrega is. He knew if his madrega is Zog, he knew if his madrega is Kesef, and a person that knew, Afan Emes, where he's holding by giving the Choshes. It could also be though, it says, V'amalacha Hoysa Dayam V'Hoysa. It's much that there was left over, there was extra. You know, a person that would give Zav, the Zav can go to different things. It can go mamash to the Aron, it can go to the Menorah, it can go to different parts of the Big Day Kahuna. And maybe if you weren't holding on that Madrega, maybe your Zav, Red Zachain, your Zav was from the Vahoyse Dayan Vahoyse. A person has to know, clearly which Madrega he's giving, and to be emes with himself, where he's holding. Ba'osli mikdosh v'shochanti v'soicham zok the alshich v'soicham is v'soich kol echad v'echad, that every person is a mokem of Ashuras Hashchina. The hechatimtza of making mishkan was avada a mokem yud for Ashuras Hashchina in this world, but the emes it was a hechatimtza of making Ashuras Hashchina v'soich kol echad v'echad, and the alshich taiches it up v'soicham v'soich kol echad v'echad. Reb Chaim v'loshim in nefesh Chaim talks about how that the Mishkan is the MS keneged a person, and the MS in Svarim state that how each chelik of the Mishkan or the Mikdash was the MS parallel to a chelik of the Evarim of a person. The Kodesh Kadoshim is the Gulgoyles, the Menorah is the Einayim, the Shulchan is the Peh, the Mizbeach HaKtoires is the Reach, is the Af. The Me'il, the Pamoinim of the Me'il is the Oznayim. Every Chelik of the Mishkan is parallel, Be'etzem, to the different Chalokim of the Evarim of the Adam. Then there's the Azorot, the lower part of the person's body. And the Nefesh HaChaim writes how Be'emes, every person is a Mishkan. And he talks how every Yid, Barichas the Nefesh HaChaim talks how every Yid, every Pu'ula that a person does is really Mashpion, Elomis El Yoinim. And he says a very sharp Zach. Titus came into the Kodesh Kadoshim and was makrav by the Kodesh Kadoshim. But a Yid that allows a hearer avera, the liboy, is doing worse than titus harasha, because titus harasha was only poigim lemato. The Eibush that already had chesbonus, the Eibush that called the baskol came out and said mayim tchunim tochanto. The Eibush that was already machar, he came and only was poigim in tachtoim. A yid that's poigim in his mishkan, the liboy, the moichoy, the einov, a person that's poigim. Yoiser garua mititus harasha. Every person is a mishkan. Every person has kedusha, and a person has to realize that he's a mikdosh, a walking, talking lebedik, a mikdosh. And every second of his life, he has a chetimtz of either being mechaber at haketer elamis al yoinim or rachmanu l'tzlan fakert. It's a gavaldik achrayis. Va'osu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'soicham. Loi b'chinom, that there's so many big arichos in the parishes of the Torah, on the protein of the Mishkan, about everything with soy, over its mesamel, because a person is also a shtik Mishkan, a person has to arbit on himself, kasha tziva Hashem, and it should be takali l'shmi. There's another, their hair in Mishkan, Mikdosh. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asor and Nisim that were in the base of Mikdosh. Kvaldik and Nisim, Shalai Kedera Chateva. They, Eibush makes a base. But I saw the Lekach Valibov in Pirkei Avos. He hashes it up. He says, a person goes to the American embassy, or the French embassy. You go, you take your passport, and you go in, you have to do something in the embassy. When you enter the building of the embassy, you're not anymore in the country you were in. You entered the domain of that country. It's not Be'eret, it's not like you just for identity, you need a passport. You entered the other country. You went, you took a trip, you entered America, you went to France, you went to a place. L'fikol achukim of the Medinoi Sa'amim. You're in that country. It represents the shagrirut, the embassy. The embassy is a shtick of that country. Zokta, the Mishkan is the shagrirut of Shamayim. It's the embassy of Shamayim. B'hayal, it's not be'erachus, it's arayin in a totally different mitzvah. You need a passport, and there's arayin darten. Over there, asor anisim nasu b'mikdosh. That's the teva over there. That's the mitzvah over there. Eves kamach n'stamazay nisim. Over the height of areas, you enter a different domain. You took your passport, you went in. So he writes over there that Avad even could be even in Golus. There are times when a person could be, statements for him, a person could be a bechina of Mikdash. When you wear tefillin, maybe on Shabbos, the Malen, a person, it becomes in the Metzias, he entered the other. A different domain. Vasuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. Now another, their hair in Mishkan. Is that it's the Mokam HaZivuk of Klal Yisrael with the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Rabbeinu Shloim is the Chosin. Klal Yisrael is the Kala. We spoke Amol that there's another inheritance that Klal Yisrael is the Chosin. And the Torah HaKadosh is the Kala. Bito Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibushter is the Shver in that Marechet. But in the Marechet that the Eibushter and the Klal Yisrael is the Chosin and Kala. So the Mishkan is the Mokam HaYichud. In Sefer Melochim, the Kodesh Kadoshim is called Bachadar HaMitos. They hid Yoshua HaMelech. Bachadar Amitos, they killed out his whole family and they hid him until he grew older a little bit. He was hid in, they hid him in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Loshon of the Pasuk is Bachadar Amitos. It's the Mokam of the Yichud between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But down from the Arizal, Klal Yisrael, Yisrael is two words, is Asher and Li. In the word Yisrael, the inner letters is Asher, Shin Resh Aleph, and the outer letters is Yud and Lamed. When you make Erisin, Erisin is the Li. Hareyat Mekudesh is Li. And then the Nisuin is Asher. And together it's Yisrael. And by the Mishkan it says, V'yikhu Li Truma Me'ez Kol Ish Asher Yidven Olivoy. And also by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah. V'atam Tiyu Li Mamlech Es Koyenim. And the Hemshech HaPosek Eilu HaDvorim Asher Diber El B'nei Yisrael. Sai Mishkan and Sai Kabbalah Satoira was Li and Asher, and together it's the Chibur of Klal Yisrael. After the Shmiras Haluchos, the Eivish that told Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'ato Hanichuli, he wanted to break the Erisin. Va'ato Hanichuli, Va'yichapi Ben Vachalim, he wanted to take away the Li. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for 40 days, Gematria Li, till Yom Kippur. and it came back, the Hare At Mekudesh Asli, it comes back, that Chibur of Klal Yisrael. And it's clear, that's the Mishkan represents that relationship. You know, the Beis HaLevi, in Drush, Yud Zayin, that talks about the famous Kasha by Nasa V'Nishma, how could there be Meschai of Nasa V'Nishma? Nasa V'Nishma is not a Dover Kotzuv. And in Rambam state, a person can't be Meschayiv if it's not a Dover Kotzuv. Only a Dover Kotzuv. How is the Meschayiv Nasa V'Nishma? Asach Svarim Red Navad and Vazok the Beis HaLevi, that the gather of Nasa V'Nishma was that they said we're becoming an Eved. They were Mekabel Abdus. An Eved is Meshuvit to call Masha Omer Adonai. Then it's already a Dover Kotzuv. He's Kotzuv as an Eved. The Kasha was that happened to be Meshtabit on Protim. Azoy for Protim. It's not Kotzuv. They said Nasa without the Nishma, they don't know. It's not Dover Kotzuv. They don't know what they're getting into. Zok the Beis HaLevi, it's Abdus. And Abdus is the Dover Kotzuv. Azoy Zok the Beis HaLevi. There's a different shot, Meshach Shaychi, what we're saying. In Rambam Shteytak, a person came to Meschayiv Dover Kotzuv. But by Chosin and Kala, Machmas Chibur of the Chitun, Agav the Chaviva, you could be Meschayiv on Dover Sheinei Kotzuv. And that Efshe could be the Taich of the Nasa V'Nishma that the Klal Yisroel is a Chosin and Kala with the Rabbeinu Shloim, and that's why it's able to be a Yischaivus of Nasa V'Nishma. It's interesting, there's a Gemara in Ksubis, Taf Samach Beis. Rebbe was making a chasna for Brei Be'er Chia, and they made up a Ksuba, the whole story, we got to the point we need, and he told him, Poskulei Tartis Reishinin. They made up, fine, make a Ksuba, but they made up, this was the Nog then, that fine, they're going to make Erisin, but then you're going to go away and learn for 12 years. But come back afterwards. This was like a standard. Maisa, the Gemara state, so they made up, fine, he's going to get engaged, or Erisin, whatever, and he's going to go for 12 years. Achlefu kamei, the Kala came in for 1 minute. Maisa, I don't know what they did. The Kala passed by for a minute. So the Chosin said, Maisa, Gemara Ksuba Samal Beis, after 6 years. Achlefu kamei, the Kala came again. He said, no, let's make the Chasana now, I'll go learn afterwards. So, Habakamirsek Me'aboy was a little not comfortable from his father. Omer Lei B'ni, Das Koinech Yeshboch. Your mamish noig way that Kodesh Baruch Hu was noig. Because Me'ikar Aksiv in Shir Az Yashir, it says, to be Eimoy V'sita Eimoy. That the Abishter, that the Yidden was saying that they're going to make a Mikdosh later on when they get to Eretz Yisrael. In the Az Yashir, they said, to be Eimoy V'sita Eimoy. And then afterwards, the Abishter's Taka saying, they should be build a Mikdosh. And but then later, they come in the Midbar, it's a week later, Ba'asuli Mikdosh V'shachanti V'soichom, that the Abishter said, he's not waiting. So it's that same shakl of the Tarya of Achlefu Kamei. You have to know in the Mashal and the Nimshal, what's the Achlefu Kamei? As the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted already the Ashros HaShchino right away. The Emes is, it's a big machloikis Rishonim in the Sephorna and the Ramban. In Sephorna is mashma that the whole Musig of Mishkan was only a B'dieved after Cheta Egel. It says, Be'etzem after Kabbalah Satorah was supposed to be a Matzav of Molech HaLa'oretz Kvoidah. The whole musig of Mishkan was a b'dieved as a tikkun of chet ha'egel. In Ramban is mashma nishtazoy. In Ramban is mashma that the etzem Mishkan was lechatchilo, the gedder that was supposed to be after Kabbalah Satorah to contain it and contain it in this world is to be in a matziv of a gashmi sticker binyan loy lefi koychi el lefi koycham. Like the Rebbeinu Shlom says, to have a mokum of Ashuras Hashchin, mokum of the chasim. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira. The Rambam says, "Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis Hilchos Beis Abchira." Ein boimin es hamikdash v'layla. Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not noy v'layla. Shenemar uviyoyim hakim es hamishkan. Viyoyim v'loy v'layla. And therefore, you're oisik in the binyan from Alayis Hashachar to Tzei Sakichom. The Rambam also brings binyan Beis Hamikdash is not doy chashavas v'yomtiv. It's a mitzvah sesei v'osol l'mikdash. Oh, but it's not doy chashavas v'yomtiv. The Rambam is mamshich. Bahakol chayovim lidmois ubesai bebinyan bemamoinam baatzmam bemamoinam anoshim benoshim kemikdash bamidbar, men and women are both mechuyev in the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. Frag the achroinim, the Rambam states that noshim achayev in binyan beis hamikdash. It's a zman groma. The Gemara in Kedushin that lamed dalet mitzvahs esei shazman groma is yalfusa. That mitzvahs esei shazman groma noshim apotem. And lachayev binyan beis hamikdash is a mitzvah essay, shazman grova. First of all, it's not noig balayla, and we know that mitzvahs that are not noig balayla are considered as man groma. The Gemara says that tefillin is called as man groma because of that. Tzitzis. And also, it's not noig on Shabbos v'yontif, and mitzvahs that aren't noig on Shabbos v'yontif also are considered zman groma. So Shabbos v'yontif, the teretz is poshet, the achronim use this, you saw it in other places, is one of the classic dugmois that the Gemara says of a mitzvah shelav zman groma, a mitzvah that's not totally in time, that Noshem Archai, the dugmois, one of the main dugmois the Gemara brings is a maikah, to build a maikah. Vasisa maikah legagef. Friend, the Shara Melech, the Mikveger, the Marit, the achronim. You don't build a maikah on Shabbos. It's a zman groma. Maikah is only during the week. So either the Terence says the maikah is there the whole time, just you're not building it there, then it's just to have the maikah. But the other Terence that they say is that Hilchas maikah says to build it all the day. Hilchas Shabbos is an area de revealer, it's preventing you. Shabbos says don't build it. Oh, but Hilchas maikah doesn't have a limitation of zman. Maikah zok boimer of Shabbos oichet. Shabbos zok boimerish. Maikah doesn't say not to build on Shabbos. B'doim ul'zeh, Beis HaMikdosh, the mitzvah mitzvah Beis HaMikdosh is b'ganzer tzeit. No, it's Chilul Shabbos. That wouldn't be called Zman Grova. That's Ari the Revealer, the Achronim used to see Soyed Lagavi, many in Yonim, B'nei HaMikah, and we're selling it to Beis HaMikdosh. Over it's Nisha, the Kasha, that Binyan Beis HaMikdosh is not Noig Balayla. That same Halacha, Perek Al Halacha, it's the same Halacha. The Rambam says, Ein Beis HaMikdosh Noig Balayla. And then he says, V'chayim Anoshim V'noshim. The Menchus Chinuch asked the Kasha, the Menchus Chinuch said the Teretz, that B'dieved, if you build it at night, it's chal. Meaning you don't have to take it, you don't have to take the brick off and put it again. Other Rechayim in the Teretz, that could be the actual building, brick by brick, is not by night, but preparation, preparing cement, preparing, I don't know if it's Hechsher Mitzvah, you know from the Sugin Yevomis, Tavof, Mechamer is Hechsher Mitzvah. Mechamer is you're taking animals to schlep, to bring, I guess, the cement, but preparing the cement, not putting it Mamash Al Mekoimoy, things like that would already be knowing by night also, and that would be called Zman Grom, not Zman Grom. Although it would be interesting, maybe you should split it up. I have to know how to make a pilpa like this. That woman should be mechuyin in the taka preparing the cement, but not on putting the bricks. I mean, the chelik, it's a mitzvah that a chelik of it is totally in zman, a chelik not. Maybe we should split a taka that the chelik a mitzvah that is noyeg bezman, mukbol to zman, noshim shouldn't be chai. We'll like to say, maybe that's taka what the Rambam means, noshim are only chai in the preliminary. The Turi Evan has a big yisoy in zman groma, chagasari. Tfilin is zman groma because you have a mitzvah to do it that day, then comes a night, it's a hefsik, and then it's a new mitzvah the next day. And mitzvahs like that are called Zman Grom. Of a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, she wants to say who the mitzvah's mila is. It's the same mitzvah, just you're not going to do it by night, but when it comes the next day, it's that same old mitzvah again coming into play. It's not a new mitzvah. That's not the Hagdorah Zman Groma. Hezber aside, it's partially because the Alfus is from Tefillin. That's the gathered by Tefillin. This is the Taichi, but Zman Groma is that it's a new mitzvah every day. Amol, I wanted to say a chiddush. The Rambam's lashon is in Hilchos Beis Abchira, echad anoshim ve'echad noshim amechuyiv to build kimikdosh hamidbar. Azoy in the midbar. Azoy by the Mishkan. Ulay by the Mishkan, it's mefurish in the psukim v'hanoshim tavu esayizim. The women were also involved. Now, the chiddush is a klal. Someone who's potter is not allowed to build. The marshal noshim are not allowed to write tefillin in mezuzas. Tefillin. Because they're not meshach shaychi to it, and wherever you're not meshach shaychi to it, you're not allowed to do. How are they allowed to build? Elamai shteito ayofusa. That noshem achayim. I want to say a chiddush that maybe Beis HaMikdash is a zman groma. We're saying trutzim to explain why it's not considered a zman groma. The Rambam fakeret. It's zman groma. Ain't noy b'shabbos. Ain't noy b'layla. The echad anoshem. Echad anoshem. Kemikdash amidbar. Because it's yofusa. Shteito by the mishkan. The anoshem tavu asayizim. So that's the makar. That itself is the makar. It's a very big chiddush. The MS is that the Gemara in Kedushin Barichos discusses that there are exceptions to the rule of Zman Groma, and that there are exceptions to the rule of not Zman Groma, that Nashim HaPotter, and Zman Groma, that Nashim HaChai. It doesn't put Beis HaMikdash on the list. And also the Rambam Alein, the Rambam and Uchas Avayu Zoro, Perak Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says the klal over there of Mitzvahs Estei Shah Zman Groma, Nashim HaPotter. And then the Rambam gives it a rishima of all the exceptions to the rule of mitzvahs that are zman groma, and in spite of that, noshim are chayiv. He does not put Binyan Beis HaMikdash in the list. So it's a shvacha attempt, but that was the diyuk that we had, that the Rambam says Kemikdash Hamidbar. The midas of the Orain, all the midas are mechza. And it's a remez, a message that a person has to always feel that he's not bishlemus. Not to be bedikaon about it, but a person not to have our God that he's already a fartige, that he's already finished, he's shalem, he's mushlem. No, always a half, that's the yisoid of machzis, a shekel also. A person always in Torah has to be margish that he's not finished yet. Now the pasuk says it was Amosayim v'chetzi orkoi. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara says, "Kol hamoisef goyreya, kol hamoisef goyreya." So the Gemara, what's the right from Adam Arishon? Adam Arishon added that not only she shouldn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, she also shouldn't even touch it. And that, in the long run, was the cause of how the Nachash convinced Chava and Kol HaMoisef Gereya. So the Gemara, a Makar, a few Makaris, but one of the Makaris from Mishrashya, says, what's the Makar to this concept of Kol HaMoisef Gereya? Because it says, by the Oroin, Amosayim V'chetzi Orkoi. What's that? So Rashi learns, it says, Amosayim V'chetzi Orkoi. If it wouldn't say that Aleph, and then it would just say, Mosayim V'chetzi Orkoi, so then it would be, the Oirich is 200. Masayim v'chetzi arkei, 200 and a half. By saying, Amasayim v'chetzi, the extra aleph, you will moisten the aleph, and now it's only 2.5 ounces. Frek Mar Shah, the Rashash, if it would mean 200, it wouldn't mean maybe 200 millimeters, maybe 200, I'm not sure 200 millimeters would still be more, but maybe it's 200 of a very small shear. Why would that be moisten gereya? The Gra says a different shah of the Gemara. You read the pasuk; it says Amosayim v'chetzi orkod. The Vav. If you take out the Vav, it's Amosayim chetzi orkod. 2 amos is half of its length, meaning it's 4 amos altogether. So you will moisten the Vav, and the Vav Amosayim v'chetzi orkod. The 2.5 amos is the length, as opposed to without the Vav, you would read it Amosayim chetzi orkod. Rashi learned though differently. You take out the Aleph. Lamaisa, the next man, the Yomer in the Gemara, learns it out from the Urias, the Hemshech, the Parsha, that it says, Ashte Esrei Urias, 11 Urias. And if you take out the Ayin, it's Shte Esrei Urias, that it would be 12. So that's more similar to Rashi, if you take out the Aleph, or the Ayin, of the beginning of the word, not the Vav. But Akapon, that's the different Shitois in Kol HaMoisef Goyreya. You have the Badei Ha'oroin, and there's a din, V'taboi Sa'oroin Yiyu Ha'badim Lo Yasuru Mimenu, there's a lav doi raisa, not to be meisur the Badim, by the Oroin. The Meshech Chochma says a Taich, what's this Yasoi that you shouldn't take out the Badim? The Chinuch talks about other Yisraelim, but the Meshech Chochma says a Pshat, says we know the Rambam Sheet is that the Menorah was supposed to be lit even during the day. Machlekes Rishayna, but the Rambam Sheet is the menorah is lit even during the day. What's the taish? The point is that when you light the menorah, you want to show that don't think the menorah is for light. The menorah is for light, we don't need it for light. We're lighting it during the day also. Adarabah, the Eibishter is the makor of or in the Mishkan. And the purpose of the menorah is to laharos, hashroes, hashchina of Klal Yisrael. It has nothing to do with literally making light. The problem is, even during the day we light. Oroin noise es noise. Adrab, you know, by Uzza Fakir, he got killed because he thought that he's supposed to help carry the Oren. The Oren is Noisei, it's Noisei. The Bnei Torah are Noisei, the rest of the Dor, not the other way around. Oren is Noisei, the Noisei. The way to express that, just like by the Menorah, we light it even during the day. It's not for light. The bottom of the Oren have to be even when you're not traveling. Red Lechayim, that it's because you have to carry it for traveling. No! Loya Suru, remember, the bottom of it even when you're not traveling. That's the problem. That the Badim are not there for carrying. Or the Noise is Noise. The Badim are there. There's a Tzura of Oren. That's the Tzura. Or but don't think that the lighting of the menorah is for light. We light it during the day. Don't think that the Badim of the Oren is that we have to carry it. It has to be there even when you're not carrying. That's the problem for Oren Noise is Noise. The Gavaldik Taich from the Meshech Chochmah. Now the Maisa, you have this lav deraisa. Interesting, there's a Gemara in Makis. The Mishnah in Makis Av Chafalov says that a person could do one pu'ula of harisha. Famous Mishnah in end of Makis. And he could be over so many lavin, shmoyin lavin, because he was being chayrish with a shor and a chamor that it was also mukdashim and it was klein the karen, it was shvius, it was yomtiv, he's a kohen and it's a nazar and he's in the base of so he's over 8 lavin. Fret the Gemara. Only 8? You can have more. He could be over loyasul mimen. So Rashi learns it means he took the bottom out of the aron and he's plowing with the bottom of the aron. So fretting the ritva, I mean, it's not. You know, that was already an hour ago when he took out the bottom. And Bachlav, maybe someone else took out the bottom. And it's a Machloikis Rishonim, there's a Diyuk in the Ramah. You take out one of the bottom if you're over. The Ramah's Mashiach, you take out both, you're like a Shmoinim, you're like each one. But Akapon, it's. So the Ritz wants to say different, that while you're being Chorish, you were Chorish for somebody else, and as you were Chorish, the Oron was right there, next to the basic chorus on Yom Tif Shviz. And as you were planning it, you pulled out the bottom. But Stam, you took out the bottom before the Seder. To the Maisa Harish. The Gemara also asks that you should be over V'layizah HaKhoishin Me'ala Eifoy. Also, during this Harisha. It's a Gansa Sugidar. Crushing. The Krushim are really the bosses of the Mishkan. You have the Adonim and then you have the Krushim. There were 48 krushim, and each carriage was an am and a half wide. So that means altogether the krushim was 72 amas. There were 48 krushim times 1.5. That's connected. Chesed. Chesed is 72. Oilom chesed yibone. And it's connected, the krushim is connected to 6 days of sheishes and meberashes, just the days without the nights, the 72 hours. And there's a shame of 72 of Ayin Beis. That's the buses of Oyvam Chesed Yibonet. On the other hand, we know that the Krushim came from Yaakov Avinu. But there was a Briach HaTichoy, then it's before that the Briach HaTichim came from Avram Avinu. The Krushim are Yaakov, which is Emes of Torah, and the entire Mishkan is Avoida. But you also have to have Chesed LaAvram. You have to have the Briach HaTichim that goes through the Krushim. Has to be Torah's Chesed. Tak Krushim, but also Torah's Chesed. And the Krushim, though, we said, is from Yaakov Avinu, which is Titin Emes LeYaakov. The Krushim were Emes. Kuf Reish Shin. Al HaSeder. They weren't Sheker. Sheker is those letters mixed up. Shin before the Kuf, this, engaged. The Krushim were not Sheker. The Krushim were Emes. Titein Emes LeYaakov Avada together with the Chesed Avram, and then you had the Shloisha Amudei Olam. Of course, we have to understand on a technical level the Krushim with 10 Amos high, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Mechor the Gemara Bechoris, and also Aaron with 10 Amos. How did they enter the Mishkan? They bent down. That's the Surah. Maybe it was a Nes. But Akoponim, the Mishkan, as we're seeing here, was Torah, Avoyden, Gemilas Chasodim. It was the Mokam of Ashuras Hashchina. And the Iker, in these parashiyos, we have to learn about that the also the Mikdash, the Shachanti, the Soicham, the Soichal Echad, the Echad, we should all be Zoicha to be a Kli for Ashuras Hashchina.